Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. Let's start out with all of the things you can look forward to coming in August. So Deep Purple will perform on Saturday, August 8th at the Bay Care Sound in Clearwater with special guest Kansas. You know, this is just incredible. They have done more than 100 million albums. And, you know, this is just sort of legendary rock. And I love the fact that I just saw Bon Jovi performing with Bruce Springsteen as Bon Jovi finally came back to tour. And one of my favorites is Made in Japan in the early 70s. So that's coming up soon. A tribute to the music of David Bowie is August 7th at Ruth Eckert Hall. And that's the Florida Rock Symphony. It's going to be showcasing the genre-bending genius of David Bowie. And, you know, the Florida Orchestra has also, you know, started up again. And they have two incredible concerts coming up. Steve Hackman's Taylor Swift, The Symphony Era, will be Saturday, September 12th at the Mahaffey. Swifties already know every single word, but now they can hear Taylor Swift's songs transform. Created and conducted by Steve Hackman, it will span Swift's storied catalog with songs from across her musical era, such as Love Story, You Belong With Me, and The Fate of Ophelia. This isn't a tribute concert. It's a completely original experience that draws unexpected comparisons between songs and unearths new musical Easter eggs. There are four vocalists and band joining the orchestra. Friendship bracelets. You'll see me there. I cannot wait. Also, I'm a huge fan of Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean. And so in concert, live to film, once again, the Florida Orchestra. Such an amazing season coming up. We're going to have interviews at our radio studio about that. But on September 18th and 19th, the adventure continues with Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl in concerts. Audience will experience the entire blockbuster film on the big screen while the Florida Orchestra performs Klaus Badelt and Hans Zimmer's score live to film. And it falls on International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Now that could not be more fun, right? A tradition celebrated with plenty of revelry in honor of Tampa Bay's pirate heritage. Pirate attire is encouraged. Arbigar, I cannot wait. So continuing on to the Capitol Theater, Gold Dust Woman is another, just not a tribute band, it's a celebration of timeless music, mystique, and magic of Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. It's fronted by Janet Saluri. It's an incredible must-see experience, and it's just going to be great. I love me some Stevie Nicks. August 9th at Janice. Well, this show is sold out. Not surprisingly, I didn't even know Nine Vicious was still around. It constructs live shows around layers of distorted electronics and abrasive guitar lines. So amazing. So that's coming up as well, but sold out, unfortunately. Mon Laferte, the Mahaffey Theater, will perform on August 5th at Mahaffey. Mon Laferte is one of the most influential voices and creative minds in contemporary Latin American music with multiple Latin Grammy Awards. And of course, this weekend, the 31st, the Palladium will be celebrating with Brian Hughes, John Lamb, and all of your favorite jazz musicians as they close to begin their incredible renovation and renaissance. So that is the 31st. That is this weekend. Don't miss it. Head over to Hawthorne Bottle Shop for James Suggs on Sunday afternoon. And don't forget that on Monday nights, it's the Jazz Jam, Al Downing at the Hangar and at CJ's Backstage with Tom Katz. Jazz Jam Orchestra, who will also perform at the Clearwater Jazz Holiday in October. Coming up August 15th is a wonderful experience. It's coming to Central Park Performing Arts Center. It is all kinds of jazz artists that you will see many of them at this Clearwater Jazz Holiday. It's an annual event, and we will be there. Benchmark International Arena. Well, it's so much fun because, you know, okay, August 14th, the Bucks start their preseason. So why don't you get over to see Mumford & Sons, English folk rock band, performing August 7th at the Benchmark International Arena. They are touring in support of their new album, Prize Fighter, which was released in February, and they're long celebrated for their electronic performance. On July 31st, the summer movie series of Captain America, The First Avenger is at Capitol Theater. Magic is at the OCC Roadhouse in Clearwater on the 31st. Nick Masick is at the Clearwater Comedy Club on July 31st or August 1st. Sauce Pocket is at the Dunedin Brewery July 31st. And the Arn Cower Band is at the Caledonia Brewing in Dunedin on Friday, July 31st. Lance Weiss, July 31st, August 1st, Sunshine City Comedy Club. Brian Hughes and the crew, yes, on the 31st. 21st, as we said, at St. Petersburg. To Be Honest is over at the Ritz Ebor in Tampa. Always fun to go over there for those concerts. On August 1st, you can see AJ Wilkerson at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Tampa. Dude Perfect, the Squad Games Tour, is August 1st at 6 o'clock at the Benchmark International Arena. One of my favorites, Toto and Christopher Cross, is Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, August 1st. Freestyle Explosion, August 1st at the Yang League Center. And the Summer Movie Series continues at the Capitol Theater with National Treasure on August 1st. Def Leppard's Journey, August 1st at OCC Roadhouse in Clearwater. Always great live music there. Country Western dancing during the week. Papa J and Mo' Soul, Saturday, August 1st at the Dunedin Brewery in Dunedin. Dead Set Florida, August 1st at Janice. Rougen with Domino Pink and Movie Props, Bayboa Brewing Company, also on August 1st. So I want to remind you that Greenlight Cinema happens all week long. There's incredible comedy, jazz, and music, and all kinds of fun, even tea dances there. Check out Greenlight Kitchen and Lounge, and Cinema. August 2nd is Woods at the Mahaffey Theater. Jeffrey Nothing, also the same night, the Orpheum Tampa. And Tom Arnold's August 2nd is at Side Splitters in Tampa. Continuing through August 2nd at the new Tampa Performing Arts Center, Annie, yes, Annie and her wonderful little dog, Bash of the Titans. If you haven't seen it yet, get to Freefall Theater. It will be closing on August 2nd. Over in Bel Air Bluffs, the long-awaited Cody's Roadhouse Bel Air transformation is now the 854 Margarita. It's going to be, the 854 Margarita. The Pappas family is running this new place. It is just going to be incredible. They own the Backwaters Restaurant in San Key and North Reddington. And people have been waiting for Tavern in the Bluffs. After 854 days, our friends at Tampa Bay Newspapers tells us it is open and we cannot wait. Of course, as usual, bar, beer, wine, sangria, salads and sandwiches, mozzarella sticks, a ribeye sandwich, and so much more. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is at the Marsha Hoffman School of Arts this weekend. Don't miss that, Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st. It's a chance to see all the amazing performances by all the amazing kids. Look forward to the Tampa Bay Boat Show. And this weekend at the Florida Fairgrounds is the Tampa Bay Home Show. So what else is going on? We have so much more going on. Star Stripes and Splash at Oldsmar is a fun event. We're continuing the America 250 fun. And Magic, as we said, at OCC Roadhouse. Spellbound is being screened at the Dolly Museum. The and then our friends are doing Memory Lane by Sages at Catherine Hickman Theater this Saturday. And that is a wonderful thing. Tickets are free, but there need to be reserved online. Also going on is the North Greenwood Back to School Bash at the Recreation Center at Martin Luther King in Clearwater. And the Turnstiles, the Ultimate Billy Joel Tribute, is at the Dinner Theater in Hudson. It's fun to take a little road trip, I think. More news from Ruth Eckert Hall, the Sound, and Capitol Theater. Dark Star Orchestra has been announced December 5th. Phil Collins' Story, November 6th. At Ruth Eckert Hall, Neil Berg's 70s Lifelong Rock and Roll at Ruth Eckert Hall, November 10th. Here Come the Mummies at the Capitol Theater, November 14th, all newly announced. Sean Cassidy, 2026, Friday, December 11th at Capitol Theater. And we've told you about the movies that are coming up. Van Halen, Classic Albums Live, Sunday, December 13th. AC/DC, Highway to Hell, November 6th. And Led Zeppelin on September 3rd. Clearwater Jazz Holiday is going to be featuring headliners such as Arturo Sandoval, Chris Bode, Larkin Poe, and Sheila E. And that's going to be, you can find that all on our website. Go to the What's Happening. So for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Annette Wiser. Get out, get around town, stay cool.